It's the California Wine Country Podcast with Steve Jackson and Dan Berger. We taste, we laugh, we learn.
It's California Wine Country, brought to you by Bottle Barn and Della Tofola. Tom Simoneau is back with us, presenting DeLoach today. Love DeLoach. Dan Berger, of course, my co-host on California Wine Country. Thank you. Our guest today is Brian Maloney, the winemaker at DeLoach. Brian, great to meet you. I can't believe in the 10 years we've been doing this that you haven't been in yet. But how long have you been at DeLoach now?
Thanks, Steve. I've been at DeLoach now for 15 years.
Jeez. Well, it's about time. Thanks, Tom.
Hey. Yeah. Listen, man. This gentleman is one heck of a winemaker, and he's not just DeLoach either, because you're in charge of all of the Sonoma County wines for the Boisse brand, Boisse collection.
Correct. Yes.
And he made the sweepstakes winner at the Harvest Fair for Buena Vista with the winemaking team at Buena Vista. So we got tonight, we got all kinds of things to talk about, some beautiful wines to taste, and a master winemaker here in between you and I.
Winemaking has been in Brian's family ever since his great-grandfather planted vineyards and founded a Napa Valley winery at the turn of the century. I think I met him.
Well, you'll have to tell me some stories.
Yeah.
He was an old bootlegger at one point in time.
Cool.
So there's definitely stories behind Domenico Bergamo.
See, that's why you thought Brian had been on the show, because we had him, his grandfather, on the show.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. That was at the turn of the century.
At the old location.
Studio. Yeah, exactly. So give us more of your story. I'm looking at this paragraph Simoneau gave me, and it's pretty amazing.
Well, you know, I'm born and raised in Sonoma County. My family's been farming one thing or another here for over 150 years. And I had the opportunity to go to UC Davis and discover a passion for working with grapes and making wine there. And really early on, out of Davis, I had a great opportunity to work with a great winemaker and an incredibly just passionate great friend of mine, Greg LaFollette at DeLoach, and he was my mentor for years. And under him, I've been able to learn how to make great wines and pay attention to what's going on at the vineyards that we work with. And then with John Charles Boisse taking over DeLoach right about the same time, actually, I started working there, just opening up all sorts of opportunities. And so about 8 years ago now, he purchased the Buena Vista Winery down in Sonoma. And that was an opportunity for us to take over this historic site that had kind of been lost over the past decade before that and really bring a lot of life back to it. Much like what we did with DeLoach with its vineyards, where we replanted a site that had been farmed pretty heavily for several decades and be able to craft wines like this, the Chardonnay that we poured for you guys, where it shows just the intensity but also the delicacy that you get out of great Russian Valley Chardonnay.
It's so delicious. Boisse, I'm assuming he's not Italian.
No, he's not Italian. He's very much a Frenchman.
How long has he been here?
So he actually went to school at USF and UCLA and has essentially been in America on and off going to school since the 1990s and living full time here for about the last decade.
How young a man is he?
Well, he is very proud to say that he was born in 1969, so I think I can share that.
He's a kid.
He is a kid. He's married to Gina Gallo.
Oh.
Yes. And they have twins. That's John Charles, JC.
Yeah, okay. We've talked
about it before. The Boisse wine empire is one of the most revered in Europe. They make some of the greatest Burgundies. They have a fabulous history. They have great winemaking teams all over Burgundy and elsewhere in France. They are a very successful company. And so when they came here, they already knew an awful lot about wine.
Well, he's so young. Was his family... Did his family start a winery in France?
Yeah, it goes back a long, long time.
Yeah, I would think so.
And this is the next venture for the family because really his home, until he became a sort of intercontinental, he was really a Frenchman. And he speaks glowingly of California wine now, even though he's still French, technically.
And he took a lot of heat coming over here.
He sure did.
He talks a lot about that.
I wrote an article about John Charles some years ago in which I called him the successor to Robert Mondavi in terms of his ability to essentially proselytize on behalf of California wine. So he's really quite a spokesman for the state of California.
And you've worked with him for 15 years, Brian?
I have, yeah.
You need the Medal of Honor or something.
Well, you know, he's one of those people that when you work with, he really inspires you to think of creative ways to go about making a better wine for people to enjoy. And whether it's what we're doing out in the vineyards, utilizing techniques like organic agriculture, biodynamic agriculture, or in the winery where we, you know, the very first year I worked with him, he brought in all of these old wooden vats from Burgundy. These were 30 years old when they arrived at our winery, and I'm a pretty fresh student out of Davis, and all I'm thinking about is, you know, what are we doing with these, you know, well, let's just say we call them GDVs. You guys can maybe guess what those initials stand for.
Wait a minute.
GDB.
GDB.
Well, it starts with God. And it ends with that, and there's another word in the middle that I'm not sure what the radio rules are.
Yeah, I'm not either. I've only been doing it 45 years. Yeah, they don't tell me.
We have a couple initials we use in our winery that gotcha. It's we dance
around. We're going to get into OFS here in a little bit.
I was going to go in that direction, but I okay, so now Deloach, let's start with them. As far, I mean, they've been iconic for many, many years. Tom, your thoughts?
Well, Cecil Deloach, you know, started Deloach. He was a fireman, and he made some great wines over there at Deloach. And then I guess he got into some financial difficulty and sold the winery. And then he and his family started Hook and Ladder. So that's where Hook and Ladder came from. And the whole Deloach.
Of course, and we've had them in many times.
Oh, yeah. Mike is now running that.
Yeah.
And Cecil had that beautiful facility that you now own, mm-hmm. Brian, and make your wine there. But I used to call that little area Deloachville. Because he had bought all those old vine Zin vineyards.
And technically inside the city limits of Santa Rosa, which is unusual. You don't have very many wineries in the city. But right in the heart of and the beginning of the coolest region of the Russian River.
So, is that Occidental Road?
Not
Guerneville
far.
Road.
Not far.
Guerneville Road, never mind.
It's off of
all
Guerneville.
Of that in Guerneville.
Yeah. Okay.
No, the district where we're located, we like to call it the Olivet District. There's a whole neighborhood initiative. And it's got a great, unique soil to that region. It is at least one of the two coolest regions where Zinfandel still ripens in the Russian River Valley. So it's a place where we can produce tremendous Pinot Noirs and Chardonnays, but I feel, and I think a lot of people feel, the very best Zinfandels in the world are coming from that Olivet area.
Well, I totally agree with you. I've never had more consistency in Zinfandel from any property except those people who can grow it in this region.
And the wonderful thing is all of the old vines that are still there.
Yeah.
You know?
Not only the old vines, but they're still producing good tonnages. And mm-hmm. quality of fruit is astounding.
Yeah, I agree. And this Chardonnay that we're tasting came from
this is right at the winery. So if you come and visit us at the winery and you're at our tasting room, tasting in the little outside lounge area we have, you are looking at these Chardonnay vines. It's about 2 acres right there, so very small block, which is why it goes into such a pretty bottle. It's
what do you think of that labeling there, Jackson?
Yeah, I was about to get into that. This is amazing, and Mike took a photo, and it's up on our Facebook page. You got to check out this label. It's amazing. First off, let me just say this is an estate 2016 Chardonnay from Deloach. And this, I don't even know
crest.
What to call it.
It's the fleur-de-lis crest.
Fleur-de-lis, yeah, okay. Yeah. But it's 3D.
Yeah, well, it's a crest. It's not emblazoned on there. It's put on there. Yeah.
John Charles wants you to pick up our bottles and feel them. And I think that is exactly what you do with something like that crest.
That's one of the trippiest wine labels
gold.
I've ever seen. And
it's a gold, so you're not going to miss it.
Yeah.
No. Okay.
It's a beautiful Chardonnay.
It really is.
Wow.
2016. Dan, tell me why I love this so much.
First of all, I think you got everything going for it. Not only is it rich, but it also has good acidity at the same time. So you get both the richness, the acidity. But there's also a trace of tropical fruit, which is sort of a little bit like underripe pineapple. But there's also some other citrusy notes in here, which are really appealing citrusy notes, which will help this wine in the next year to 2 years as it fleshes out and opens up. This wine really needs to be decanted right now. If you're going to drink it now, it's really delicious. But it'll go another couple of years, and it'll be really, really good then.
It has both warm and cool region flavors.
It has both, yeah.
Yeah, it's really – you really did a great job. And the site, obviously.
Well, it really comes down to we have great vineyards to work with. And our site, that all of that region is very special, the soils, the climate. But, you know, having great farmers that, you know, lead our team is what makes a wine like this what it is. And, you know, as a winemaker, I'm sure you hear all the winemakers say, it's the site, it's the site, it's the site. Well, it's 100% true. It comes down to having that great place. And I'm just happy we're able to
capture it. Can you pick it 23 and a half, 24?
Right around 23 and a half. You know, some years like this year where it was a little bit cooler, we were down in the high 22s. But, you know, it's something where we want to have a freshness to the wine. A richness, but a freshness. And it's walking that line.
It's got both.
It does. Yeah, it really is. The complexity is fantastic.
The style is similar to 15. Your 15 might have been a little richer in some ways, but this is really my style because it gives you the freshness of acidity that I don't think was necessarily as evident in the 15.
15 was a tougher year for that kind of fresher style because of the heat that we saw, the drought conditions. But we also made some changes. You know, we like to experiment at Deloche in our vineyards. We actually grafted over some of our Chardonnay vines to a different selection that has become pretty popular kind of in the Vine Hill area. The Ruling Vineyard was where we first got turned on to it from working with their fruit several years back. And so we grafted some of that over. And I think as you'll see going forward, our wines will have a little bit more of this, you know, this like you said, fresh citrus, sense of minerality to the wine, and just a brightness to it.
And so what clone is that?
We call it the Montrachet selection, where it actually is from. You know,
so it's a selection. It's not a clone. Yep.
Not a Samsonite clone.
I can't say one way or the other.
Let's see. Wassay French.
I know what that means.
Sure Charles's bags get shirt searched every time.
We don't want to talk about that.
Suitcase. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I get it.
Wow. But this is terrific. What's the price on this? What's the list price?
This is $60 at the tasting room.
And it's only at the tasting room?
Correct. There might be a few small restaurants.
Yep. Yeah. Beautiful wine. Thank you. Another reason to go to Deloche.
Yeah, and they call it the Deloche Estate House, and they call the tasting room a tasting salon, which I love, and it's gorgeous, that whole estate.
Well, when you come and visit, you'll see why it's more of a salon and not just your standard tasting room bar where you walk up and, you know, taste at the bar, which is a fun experience. But,
sure, but
this is a little bit more relaxing in a way for
you have,
to
like, couches
it.
And
there's couches and there's – honestly, we have, I think, one of the most beautiful properties and views. To be able to come outside and enjoy is what we want to invite our guests to be able to do.
How new is the salon?
Well, the house has actually been there for many years.
Yeah, I was there quite a while ago.
But. They used to have a lot of the Sonoma wine auction events out there, dinners and such.
So did they redo the tasting room? And
you know, it was actually very small what they did. They really just opened it up so that it would be accessible for the public to come and visit back there.
It has one room that's literally sitting inside the vineyard. I mean, if you sit there, you look outside, you think you're outside rather than under a roof. It's gorgeous.
Yeah. No, it's a beautiful property. It's right next to our biodynamic gardens. So if you want to spend some time, go and see, you know, what it means to be biodynamic in terms of the influences that the different different plants and animals have on the site. It's kind of an all-in-one location, just a really beautiful spot to visit.
Yeah. You go to DelocheVineyard.com and check out all the photos and everything else. Deloche, available retail-wise, Bottle Barn.
Correct.
A lot of your stuff's at Bottle Barn?
We do have wines definitely at Bottle Barn from across our tiers. And both Deloche as well as Buena Vista have wines in Bottle Barn.
Okay, cool. Now, this Boisse. Did I say that right?
Yes.
Okay, pretty good, huh? Je m'appelle Steve. That's the only it's the only French I know, and they made us in Detroit take 2 years of French when it was in, like, junior high, and that's the only thing.
Comment ça va?
Je m'appelle Steve. That and we is all I can say. Wait a minute. Who's this? Oh, this must be Barry Herbst from Bottle Barn. We carry everything Deloche will sell us. Okay. And apparently he's going to be here at some point here. Wow. It's just stunning.
We're gonna go to a beautiful Pinot here.
Yeah, go,
and
go.
Brian's going to tell – this is a special project that you guys have going, right?
Yeah, so the next wine that we're going to do is something we call our Vinthropic Russian River Valley Pinot Noir. And this is a wine we've done in partnership with the Redwood Empire Food Bank now a few times. And it's our Russian River Pinot Noir that we bottle for them with a little label explaining that it's for the Redwood Empire Food Bank. And we donate all the proceeds to it. From the sale of this wine back to the food bank itself. So this is our way of giving back to the community. We started doing this, I believe 2009 was the first vintage that we partnered with the food bank. And, you know, it's something that, you know, especially this time of year, I think a lot of people want to pay attention to those around us who are in need. And, you know, it's a great way to get a nice bottle of wine to enjoy, but at the same time, have it give back to the community. And we just had a party with them at the estate house actually earlier this week. And this wine goes on sale at the tasting room tomorrow. It's $24 a bottle for the Pinot Noir and $20 for the Chardonnay.
Wow!
So it's a great deal for a very nice wine, but also a great cause to help support.
Yeah, really, and this really terrific bottle. $24.
$24. Yeah. We work with great Russian River Valley fruit. I think the Russian River is still one of the most underrated appellations in the world. World-class Pinot Noirs come out of the Russian River. And whether it's from our Green Valley sites that we work with Charlie Heinz or right next to the winery with John Boletto, just great growers and great fruit.
So where are we? This is a Pinot?
This is a 17.
2017.
Pinot. This is the first 17 you'll see. Nobody's got them out this early. So that's
and
one
it's
of the,
available now?
Just being
tomorrow.
Released this, yeah,
okay.
This week.
So I have a personal problem with people putting Pinot Noir out that's going to be fabulous, but it isn't yet. This is – potentially this is going to be an absolutely phenomenal wine. But it's so young right now. It's making me cry. I mean, you can't – you could taste it in the entry. You taste it in the aftertaste. You see all those – pieces of potential both front and end, and you don't see what it is going to be. It's so tricky.
Well, Dan, I would say just buy a couple cases because
go.
It's all going back to charity.
He will.
And, you know,
I'll put it away.
Just keep
yeah,
on
I can lay it down
us.
For 20 years, but he'll buy it. I just got a Twitter from Gina Cooper saying, Brian Maloney is modest. Yes, the farmers are fabulous and the land is special. But so is the winemaker.
Yeah, this is a very special wine, and it's a winemaker's wine because you have to have a real vision to be able to make a wine like this. When the fruit comes in, you can tell. You look, winemakers can tell. I can't. But when the winemaker says, I've got it, it's in the hopper, you know what it is. And this had to be that kind of wine for you, the 17s that are – way too young, but they're going to be fabulous.
We have a lot of – I mean, 17 obviously has a whole challenge with what happened in the late season. But really with the Pinot Noir and Chardonnay that came off, we're very excited about the quality that we saw. There's great fruit out there, and I think people are going to really enjoy them. You're absolutely right. This is a super young wine. This has only been in the bottle now for – about 2 months. We bottled this right before harvest really got
wow.
going in September.
So you've got – you absolutely have the worst time – to try it, because 2 months after bottling, it goes into a hole. And you do, it's like a black hole. It doesn't come out.
Well, I still think you got some really nice fruit there.
Oh, it's fabulous.
And,
it's easy to drink, I
yes.
can say that.
This is Thanksgiving.
Six
man.
Months
I mean,
from now.
For $24,
yeah.
you know, even
oh,
my
yeah.
Aunt Corrine will love this.
This is an incredible value.
We haven't seen Barry Herbst from Bottle Barn in so long because he's been so busy, and we'll talk about that in a moment. But
sure.
first, that is Tom Simoneau. He's mm-hmm. with us once a month. Today he's presenting Deloach. And more, California Wine Country, brought to you by Bottle Barn and Della Tofola, with Dan Berger. And our guest is Brian Maloney, winemaker at Deloach, and not just Deloach. Are you making these...
I make the Buena Vista wines as well, and
jeez.
You know, in my spare time, I do a little other side project for John Charles called JCB. We make some
fabulous wines.
Yeah.
Spare time?
Yeah,
you have
yeah.
spare time?
No, but, you know, you still make it work, right?
Wow, man.
Exactly.
Pleasure to meet Brian. I can't believe in 10 years he hasn't been in before, but he'll be back with us. Where are we, kids?
Well, Brian? We're on the a special wine for the winery. This is our reserve Pinot Noir. We call it the OFS.
What does that mean?
Point of contention.
Like the GDB?
Like I said, we use a lot of abbreviations at the winery.
Our finest selection.
Correct.
It's kind of the parochial word phrase for OFS.
I think Dan might have heard a more original version at one point.
We're not going there.
That we can't say on the radio, right?
Let's just say that it's a wine to be very proud of because it stands out.
And it's a Pinot?
It is a Pinot Noir from Russian River. 2014 vintage.
Ooh,
Concentrated vintage with lots and lots of expressive fruit. Wine is about 4 to 6 years away from where it'll display all of those components. But right now, it's in a transitional period. I can imagine how this wine might have tasted when really young. Right now, it's still pretty young, but it was going to be about 2 more years before it ever really starts to pick up. Yeah, I would say that the 14, sometime 2 years from today, will start to really blossom.
That's why I call him Dan Lay It Down Burger.
And it'll get better from that. It's not going to die in two more years. It's just going to get better and better.
Dan will appreciate this. We just bought a cellar that has some bottlings, OFS bottlings, from the late 90s and early 2000s.
So wow.
You're not the only one that has it in your cellar anymore.
Yeah, they're good wines.
The wonderful thing about Brian's work is that when you smell the red fruit here, and the wine has a richness and a feminine quality, so it's big in a feminine sort of way, so it's complex. It's picked. It seems like the fruit is picked correctly, and not overdone in the winery. Well, you really have a soft touch.
Thank you. I mean, I part of my goal when I'm out there making wine in the vineyard and in the winery is, those bottles that you can actually finish. There's a lot of really impressive wines that, you pour a glass of and, that first taste is impressive, but you have a hard time finishing that bottle. And I must admit, I have a problem finishing my bottles. So I think that's a success.
I like that.
It's the real test.
Total honesty. Is this available at Bottle Barn?
Yeah, I think. I don't know if we have this exact vintage, but we definitely have OFS out there for sure.
Wow.
Very cool. How much of this do you make? How many cases?
It really varies by the vintage. So, in great vintages, we'll go up to about 1,000 cases. In other years where it's a little bit, more challenging, it may only be about 200.
Wow.
Yeah.
And the list price?
Mm-hmm. 42, I believe.
Wow.
I thought my son was going to be here at about 9 tonight. Mm-hmm. He's here. How the hell did you make it up from Marin?
Speeding.
He's driving on the shoulder at 90 miles an hour. That's how he makes it. Okay. Well, cool, man. I'm sorry. Keep going.
It's amazing. Jackson, this is your son? This is so...
Seen him in a long time?
I haven't seen him in a couple of years. Oh, wow. Congratulations with all your success. And
Tom Simino. You know Tom Simino.
Yeah, because the last time that I saw you many times where you were like below the top of the table.
When he was six.
When he was six and seven. Yes. So anyway, this is great, Jackson. Congratulations.
He's going to be 30 next year.
Wow. Yeah.
And I'm going to be 34.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So back to the OFS. So you make small batches, and it's only $40-some-odd.
Yep.
There's a lot of Pinots that aren't as good as this that are more money.
I tasted quite a few of them in a wine competition earlier today.
Which one was that?
The Harvest Challenge, which used to have another name. I don't remember. It's been a lot of permutations.
Another wine tasting that I'm sure you had some good wines there.
Yeah, there were some good, but it just always amazes me in the $40 to $60 Pinot category. It shocks me that people are putting that wine out and charging
that kind of money. Yeah.
There are many that are worth it, though.
Yeah,
for sure.
And the wines around this table certainly are.
Well, thank you. We have a great set of sites that we work with. We like to explore. And, it's one of the benefits of having an owner who comes from that Burgundian heritage where – he wants to look at those small bottlings, those kind of more obscure areas where there's, a treasure to be found. In fact, that's really what this next wine's all about. We do quite a bit of Pinot Noir with John Charles's history and connection with the grape. And in 2009, we started a project, which we called the Marin County Project, which was us going and exploring several different sites down in Marin. There's only a couple hundred acres total planted of grapes down in Marin County. It has a history of grape growing that goes back before Prohibition. So, I mean, it's not that people weren't growing grapes down there. It just never...
Not a lot of it.
Just not a lot of it, correct. Yeah. But, you know, there's some people like Mark Pasternak, the McAvoy family, who've really put a lot of, you know, their blood, sweat, and tears into making it. What we feel is one of the most interesting and quality-driven appellations in California. And so, you know, it started with a few sites in 2009. It really hasn't grown past those three core sites that we've been working with just because there's not that much vineyard down there. But this is our Marin County blend, Pinot Noir. It's three sites, the Azaya Vineyard farmed by the McAvoy family, the Stubbs Vineyard farmed by Tom Stubbs, and the Cholino Valley Corta Vineyard, which Mark Pasternak farms.
And the McAvoy, is that the is that the McAvoy olive
oil? That's not the – it's a sister property, so owned by the family, but a different property. Mm-hmm.
It's not where the trees are gathered down.
It's out in Hicks Valley, so a little bit cooler, a little bit more – just a beautiful – if you ever get to visit, it's like you look at the hillsides, you're like, that's the hillside.
It's great out there.
Yeah.
Is Devil's Gulch close by too?
Devil's Gulch is further south. All three of these vineyards are actually still in the Petaluma Gap AVA, the one that just got formed. Devil's Gulch falls out.
Too far south.
This wine has the most Burgundian characteristics of any of the wines you've poured, and one of the reasons has to do with that cool climate that's right on the cusp of, right on the edge of disaster. Some years I would imagine you don't want to pick very much of
that.
What
do you mean by that?
Very cold out there, and it can be windy, and the colder winds, especially very high winds, will close the pores on the back of the leaves, and it retards the development of flavor. Yeah. And this one is right on the cusp. This is fabulous wine, but it just needs – you don't make much of this, I'm sure.
You know, not – no. It's usually about 500 to 1,000 cases. Again, these are fairly small bottlings.
Now, I recall the very first one of these that you made that was somehow involving Greg La Follette. And as I recall, it was like $90 a bottle.
Not from Marin. No,
I thought there was one that at the beginning was maybe before you even got there.
The Marin project actually started with we brought in Dan Goldfield as a consultant.
Oh, that's where it comes. Okay.
I know that name.
Yeah, Dan,
another Pinot star.
Yeah. I've had a few winemakers to learn underneath, and Greg is where it started, but Dan was kind of my next step up in terms of intensity at the very least. Then also the last few years had the great pleasure of working with David Ramey, which
I know that name too.
Less with Pinot Noir, but definitely with Chardonnay and Cabernet. I've learned a tremendous amount from him.
What's the retail on this? This is fabulous.
This is, again, I believe this is $40, $45.
Oh, $40.
That's unbelievable. That's the bargain of the
year.
That's
a deal.
That's unbelievable.
And, you know, one that we just – it's a little bit harder when you go out into the market with – you're not in Sonoma, right? And so people start having a little bit of a disconnect, and Marin doesn't have the same cachet, but I really think it should. I mean, they're beautiful wines. The very first version of this, the 2009, actually, we won the Charlie Palmer's Pigs and Pinot with it. So, you know, we started off with a bang, so to speak.
Boom, and I was a judge of that one, so I remember that.
Yeah. So, the sites, like Dan was saying, they're very, very cold for the most part. The Corta Cholino Valley one is the one site that regularly you know it's going to get ripe because it's on that kind of northeast-facing ridge facing towards Petaluma. So it's pretty safe. But the other two sites, we've had years where there's no harvest down there, or the only harvest is going to sparkling wine. In fact, the Stubbs Vineyard this past year, most of the crop went to sparkling wine.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. It is California Wine Country on KSRO. Dan Berger, of course, my co-host Tom Simino is in once a month today presenting Deloach. Brian Maloney, the great winemaker from Deloach, is here, and he also makes wine for Buena Vista. And the French guy whose name I can't remember.
Wasse.
Thank you.
JCB.
Jim Appel Steve. It's brought to you by Bottle Barn and Della Tofola. Barry, quickly, tell us the big news at Bottle Barn. You guys have been working on this for a long time.
Yeah, so the online site is up and running, and we're adding more and more products every day. So if you can't make it down to the store, it's convenient. Just go online.
And you built a special...
Yeah, we have a whole other space, two driveways over by the coffee shop behind us. And we buy stuff just for the online site sometimes. Sometimes it's in both places. But if you buy online, you get to six bottles. It's free shipping. So
Is it bottlebarn.com?
Bottlebarn.com.
Okay.
You know, come to like a cold-out store. It's not our whole store. Probably 50 or 60 items on there now. And then next week we're going to start sending out flash sales when we find really good deals. We'll just bomb them out there for 48 hours, and they generally sell out.
And you're shipping to
all over the country?
Places?
Yeah, I think 48 states. free ground
that's pretty
shipping.
Damn close. There's yeah. a last count, there were 50.
Yeah. yeah.
I haven't counted lately.
Yeah, we can't do Hawaii and Alaska, and I think maybe it's less than 48 because we can't do Utah either.
Yeah, Kentucky well, that figures. Might be one, too.
Kentucky's a rough one.
Also brought to you by Della Tofola. For over 60 years, Della Tofola has been making equipment for the wine, beer, and beverage industries. They do it worldwide, but they're based here in Santa Rosa, offering high-quality equipment and many experienced technicians, everything from crushers to conveyors and pumps to presses, filters, fillers, and complete packaging solutions. Their award-winning technologies mean that they make it easy for the industry to get their grapes from vineyard to bottle, and it's wine, beer, and beverage industries. And I want to ask Brian about this because we always ask the winemakers, you're aware of these folks.
We are, yes.
I mean, if something breaks down, all the winemakers say, we call Della Tofola.
Without a doubt.
Yeah. They're really good at what they do, right?
You know what? There's nothing better than having a tech who can get to work on your equipment in the middle of harvest because,
yeah.
you know,
and
you do get
it
one
right
time a year.
And quick.
Yep.
Time is money.
Exactly.
No,
how many
no
times
kidding.
Have we heard this in just this short amount of time they've been sponsoring?
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Every winemaker
every
that I brought it up.
Every single one.
Yeah. They all go, oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
God for Della Tofola.
DellaTofola.us,
but again, they're worldwide. All right, Brian Maloney, winemaker at Deloach, and Buena Vista, and the French guy.
JCB.
Thank you.
Short. Not AUKUS.
So we have a
we
new.
We can say those initials.
Yeah, yeah. yeah, really. We have a new one now. Tell us about this, Brian.
So this is the Mabaroshi Pinot Noir. Like I said earlier, Pinot Noir is really what we specialize at Deloach. And I feel a deep connection to this site. The very first vintage was my very first vintage at Deloach. So we've been working with this site now for 15 years. It was a family. They came over from Japan with a dream of making wine and growing great grapes. And we partnered with them with that first vintage. And when we transitioned to biodynamic agriculture, they transitioned with us. And I just have fallen in love with this site and with this wine. So whenever I get a chance to show the Mabaroshi Vineyard, I want to. It's a hard site to farm. It's a steep hillside. It's exposed to, you know, really strong winds coming out of the west. But there's a beauty and an elegance and an intensity to this wine. And you want to talk about one that lay down in age. This, to me, is our Pinot Noir that needs a decade plus to really start to show. So this 2014, very young. But there's a lot going on still. And the textures and the elements of flavors that you get out of it, I think, are fantastic. So
so
one
this,
of my favorites.
This says not only vineyard designated, but it's Sonoma Coast, Russian River Valley, and Sebastopol Hills.
Yeah, so the neighborhood initiative that was started several years back in the Russian River Valley, we want to start talking about not just the Russian River. Russian River is pretty big. It's 10 miles by 10 miles. And there's a lot of different grape growing regions for different grape types. You're up in Chalk Hill. You can produce some tremendous Cabernet. You're down in the Sebastopol Hills, though. This is to me, the best part of the Russian River for Pinot Noir. And this site is something we want to talk about, not it just being its single vineyard, but being that neighborhood, that Sebastopol Hills.
So where's that exactly?
Essentially, if you were on Pleasant Hill Road and you go south to Bloomfield Road, it's the hills in between those two.
Got it.
And, Brian, you don't want to know this because it's way too technical, but this will age longer than any of the others.
Without a doubt.
With longer than anything
yeah.
out there.
So what, 50, 80 years?
I wouldn't go that far with Pinot Noir, but you know what? I think this will go 25 without a blink.
Are you kidding?
No, this stuff is fabulous, and the reason is it's got a trace of that black pepper.
We probably
component.
Won't be alive, Dan.
Oh, I'm very optimistic.
Yes, okay.
Keep drinking wine.
I'll back you up on that. If you make it, I'll make it.
Okay.
This is absolutely
really nice.
A brilliant.
So nothing
job.
On the label about biodynamic because you're practicing not certified?
So no, these are all certified biodynamic vineyards. All not to get too technical for you guys, but there's a whole process of certifying your processing facility along with it.
Oh, okay.
And we only undertook that in 2016. So 2016 will be the first vintage where we will have the Demeter seal on all our wines.
Oh, cool.
Even though these vineyards are biodynamically farmed as well.
We're starting to put that logo up around the store.
Have you made this vineyard before?
Yeah. I've worked with this site at Deloach since 2004.
But keeping it separately?
Yes, yes. Every vintage.
Have you tasted prior vintages and have they held up?
Yes.
There you go.
No, this is like I said, this is a site that I have no doubt will you know, with my kids, when I'm laying down wines, this is the wine that I make that I'm laying down.
And what's the cost?
This is $60.
Unbelievable. This is the most expensive wine we've got on the table. And the best. And some of these wines, other wineries would start with their blend at $60 just move up from there. So not only these fantastic wines, but the value.
Especially in this neighborhood.
Yeah.
That's
a
pricey neighborhood.
Barry, off the top of your head, how many different Deloach Buena Vista wines do you guys have at Bottle Barn?
Probably half dozen Buena Vista. We have the whole California series of Deloach, and then Russian River and OFS on the Chardonnay and Pinot. And then I think there's a handful of other Deloach single vineyards. Mm-hmm. Definitely want to get that Marin bottling if they'll sell it to me. Got to do a little lobbying.
They will. He'll be out in the
twisting your arm,
there, Brian, afterwards, making deals.
I'll block for you, Brian.
There you go. We're wrapping up California Wine Country for this Wednesday. Our great guest, Brian Maloney, the wonderful winemaker from Deloach Vineyards and Buena Vista. Barry Herbst is back from Bottle Barn. Apparently, Dan Berger's trying to give me some money. What is that? That's...
You can't read that?
No. Pitch the podcast. I didn't see that. I was looking for the address on the envelope.
That's me. That's on the envelope.
Okay, never mind. Yes, our podcast. You can check out every episode of California Wine Country at calwinecountry.com and all the other places where any fine... What?
And don't forget to subscribe.
And don't forget to subscribe.
Magic word.
Mike'll send you a quarter if you subscribe, and it's free to subscribe. I just got the 1 minute sign here from Mike. Brian Maloney, winemaker, Deloach Vineyards. Great to finally meet you, and we'll have you back, certainly, sir.
Thank you, Steve.
All right, Tom Simino, thanks for bringing Brian in.
You bet. We'll see you for my Wines of the Year show coming up toward the end of December.
Oh, my God. It's already the... Yeah. Oh, jeez.
Weren't we just doing that?
Yeah. I know, man.
You sure it's not the 4th of July this weekend? Dan Berger, what are we doing next week? Do you know?
There's a winemaker who is yet to say definitely. But we're definitely going to get somebody.
All right, gentlemen and lady, thank you so much, as always. And we'll see you, Tom, for the year-end, the annual event for all
these
years.
Day after Christmas if we do a show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
I think I can come in.
I'll be here. Well, not if you're not.
All right.